Salmon could soon be on the menu in every school lunchroom in Alaska. University of Alaska Fairbanks researchers are looking into the best ways to improve the diets of Alaska school children, while at the same time strengthening local and regional markets for sustainably harvested fish. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Salmon is a huge industry in Alaska, supplying a super nutritious food, but most of it gets shipped out of state. Investigators with UAF's Center for Alaska Native Health Research are looking into how to get some of that fish that would normally be shipped out to stay here and be put into school lunches.
So the long-term goals of this project are really twofold, to increase food security and improve diet quality in Alaskan school children, while at the same time strengthening local and regional markets for sustainably harvested fish.
That's Andrea Berseman. She's heading up the project. Berseman says she's looking into how to make a farm-to-school type program work for fish, especially salmon, which is high in omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D.
Farm-to-school is a national initiative that's been going on in the country for, I believe, at least 2 decades. And it's a program that connects schools with small farms. Instead of serving produce, we'll be serving fish. House Bill 70 recently passed in Alaska, and that established a farm-to-school program in the state. Fish-to-school programs can fit under the umbrella of farm-to-school. Really, the objective is getting local healthy foods into the school lunch program.
Patty Luckhurst put together a fish-to-school program for Dillingham schools. After running the school lunch program for years, she said she was tired of serving kids farm-raised fish nuggets. So she started talking with fishermen and a local processor, Peter Pan Cannery, who offered to process the fish for free.
Peter Pan designated a tender toward the end of the Red Run, which they do every year now, and will take fish from any fisherman. They don't have to be Peter Pan. It's fresh from the bay right to the plate in a matter of days. I mean, we'll get it mid-July. It literally goes from the boat to the tender to Peter Pan. It's processed and put in our freezers.
Luckhurst says the program serves Dillingham City Schools and 9 outlying village schools in Bristol Bay, as well as the Head Start and Senior Center lunch programs. What Luckhurst did in Dillingham was made possible through volunteers and donations. What Berseman is looking into is how to make a similar program economically sustainable statewide. Quentin Fong, a seafood marketing specialist with UAF, is helping her with the economics and marketing research.
We will be talking to school lunch providers in terms of what would be the right product form, the price they are willing to pay, then take that information and work with the Alaska seafood processors and value-adding producers to see if they would be interested in supplying salmon to the school system.
Ann Fong says finding out the real cost of supplying salmon to school districts is important. If it costs too much, Fong says the information could be used to create legislation that would give processors a tax break for providing fish to schools. But Berseman says the first step will be meeting with local people.
Our first step is to form an advisory committee that's composed of representation from schools, teachers, students, community members, health departments. And from there, we really want to seek the input from as many people as we possibly can. And I think that's going to be one of our biggest challenges, is making sure that we get everybody's input. I think that's what's really going to make the research project a success.
The research project is funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture for 3 years. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.